you know, there's great people in the Navy. There's great people all over. But they're being pushed to spend more time on wokeness. I mean, they're on pronouns.
And renaming ships.
Are there great people and our leaders? Yeah. I mean, are there great? Like I was talking to a retired, I think, captain, and he was commander of a ship, and he said one of the reasons they got out is they had to do, you know, transgender training. Instead, they were following a Chinese ship that they were supposed to do, and they were told that day they had to stop and train everybody on transgender. Now, that might be an important issue, but not in the middle of your job. I mean, like they've lost sight. That's, you know, is it probably the leaders? It's not the leadership. It's Biden. This is what Biden's pushing. This is what Milley's pushing. And so if you've taught to follow the chain of command in the service, and so you got to do your job. So they're making it tough on. We have great people in serving and stuff like that. But at the top, Biden, Milley, I think they just become woke. Austin, I mean, they're more focused on you know, getting everything the gender right and skin color than anything else. And what we got to do is I want a lethal service. I mean, my experience in the Navy was that, I mean, they create unbelievable opportunities for everybody. But guess what? When I was in, it was a meritocracy. Bust your butt. If you want to get that head, you're going to have to be better than everybody else.